Matt Laurie has got a couple at each of those meetings. He joins us on the line on the Early Mail this morning. Good morning, Matty.
Hey, how are you?
I'm going all right, buddy. All right, there's a bit going on in the stable today. What's your best for the punters?
Icelandic. I think she's pretty smart.
Miss Icelandic, $3 in the early market to tab.com.au.
Tracks, tips, trainers.
Miss Icelandic is going to win again. Miss Icelandic, two links on Galica.
The Early Mail.
Yes, so we need a winner today, and I reckon we've got the people that can do it for us. That's right. Stand by. We're going to find out more about that very, very shortly. But Al, we're racing at Sale. Midweek action today. Can you please tell me the surface we'll be racing on?
Eight races today at Sale. The first goes at 12:25, and the horses will be running on a soft five track if it stays the same. The rail is currently in the true position, and the penetrometer, 5.67.
5.67, the Penno, rail true, soft five. That's a good start to the day, I reckon. It's a nice place to start for any course around the nation. I reckon Matt De Cock would appreciate that, part of the Griffiths De Cock training combination, who are hot to trot, as always. He joins us on the line this morning, hopefully with a winner in the pocket. Good morning, Matt.
Morning, team.
Great to have you with us. All the best to you in the stable today. You've got 2, 3, 5, 6 runners at this stage. Are they all going to run?
We're still debating one or two, but the majority of them will be heading out there today, that's for sure.
All right, well, let's have a look at this this first race, the two-year-old maiden. You've got two first starters. One, a Shalar gelding, number three, Estadia. Estadia is at a barrier two. Then a no-name never filly, never let me go, number nine. So 3 and 9 in the first race, both first starters. What can you tell us about their preparation?
Yeah, Estadia, he's a gelding now, and since being a gelding, he's worked really well. We're really happy with him. And Never Let Me Go, she's a pretty smart filly that's trialled up very well. And she's quite an exciting filly that we think if she goes today, she's an entry for Saturday, so we've just got to decide that next half an hour, whether we go to the city first time or head there today. But if she goes today, she'll be very competitive.
Righto, so that's a good little push there for the 9 in race number 1 for Griffiths De Cock fans. Race 2, number 7, Manuka Bay, or whatever it is, Manuka Bay is having another go at Breaking the Maiden, been in action for a little while now. 10 starts, 3 places. Is today the day we break the status?
She's pretty limited filly, so she needs a lot of things to go away. She's had a little freshen up, and she seems to be probably doing the best she's ever done. But, you know, she's probably more a place chance than a real winning chance.
All right, race 2, number 7, Monica Bay at $10 at tab.com.au. Race 3, you got 2 as well. Colantai and Manhattan Stone in action now. Colantai is $2.15 favourite now. Very impressive stuff from Colantai, even though we haven't got that maiden out of the way yet. The last two runs have been pretty good.
Yes, she's knocking at the door, looks ready to win, and hopefully she can do that today. So she's fitting well and goes to the races in good order. Manhattan Stone is a younger horse that's still learning and is going to need a bit of time, but he's probably one to follow in the future, you know.
Righto, that's 4 and 8. Colantai is $2.15 at tab.com.au, number 4 there in that race. And then race 6, number 8, you got Highland Hill to finish it up for you today. Drawn wide, is favourite at $5 in a fairly, clearly a fairly open market. Fourth run in this campaign over the 2200, back from the 3000 last start 25 days ago. Is that going to work?
Yeah, you shouldn't have no problem with that. 3000 metres last time was just a bit far. We freshened him up. He looks well, he's worked well, obviously just a bit of a wide barrier, but he had a bit of an up and down prep. After each run he had an excuse, so hopefully today he's had a nice smooth 3 weeks into the race, he can put his best foot forward, because it's definitely good enough to be in the first 3 years.
Righto, so you got a bit happening today, Matt, you and Robbie at Sale. What would you do with my dollar today?
I'd probably go the double, Never Let Me Go, and Colantai.
Righto, we'll take it. Race 1, number 9, Never Let Me Go, into race 3, number 4, Colantai. That is 2.25 and a 2.15. We'll work that out shortly. We'll take it, Matt. Good luck to you today. And to Robbie, say hi to him for us. Go get him today at Sale.
Thank you very much. Cheers, mate.
Great stuff. Matt De Cock with us, part of the Griffiths De Cock training combination. Now, that excites me.
While you're working that out, Daniel, I can tell all the listeners, race 1, number 3, Estadia, which is Spanish. Estadia means this day, and right. The dam is hasta mañana, which means until tomorrow.
Until tomorrow. What's going on there? What do you mean? Why are you telling
me? You're not concentrating, don't worry about it.
I'm trying to do mathematics on the back of all this.
It's about $5, I think.
$4.83, thanks. $4.84, in fact, we round up.
$5.
$4.84 pre-multiplier for 1.9 into 3.4 today at Sale.